Thank you very much. Good morning, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Ulrich Vlasak, it's a privilege to attend this major conference in your city on 3 consecutive years. Over the past few years, your city has become one of the world's capitals of information and communication technologies for representatives of governments at all levels, as well as for technology suppliers and experts. It's a rendezvous which cannot be simply ignored, as illustrated by the presence of over 2,000 participants this year. This 7th conference is offering us a special privilege to witness the ELANET workshop, where the results of projects which I personally hold dear, Kilan, Prelude, Three Roses, will be presented. On this occasion, I would like to greet my friend Javier Osandon, who has done so much and so well to boost the entry of European municipalities in the information age. Mr. Bem, Lord Mayor of the capital city of Prague, you said once last year that all of us are indeed inhabitants of our planet. Well, the Earth's inhabitants live on those precious territories whose governance, let's say, in the information age will opportunely be the main subject of our discussions during today and tomorrow. And by joining yesterday the Global Cities Dialogue, some additional municipalities from Central and Eastern Europe have just proven the rightness of your statement. Mr. Donal, the President of the region, it's so good to see you again, and I commend you for your impressive leadership and achievements as Vice President of the Congress of Regional and Local Authorities of Europe. I want to thank all those who contributed so much and so well to convening this impressive group of attendees to address a timely topic of the information society technologies and services in public administration. In particular, I wish to convey my warm regards to my friend Thomas Rensin, Executive Director of the conference. In exactly 33 days, the Czech Republic will officially join the European Union, along with 9 other European countries. 10 years ago, your president, Václav Havel, had indicated the need for a charter of European identity. His initiative made clear to all of us that the process of European civilization is based on the notion that Europe is a community of destiny. Europe has also been founded on the inalienable right of all our citizens to life, freedom, and the pursuit of happiness. In all our countries, we share a strong commitment to the belief that each of us can make a difference in shaping the world we live in, for our generation and the ones which will follow, and all of us must try. So it is nice to share with you today these common values that were born in the cradle of Europe and that make us have the thrill of the collective perception of both a rich legacy and a promising future. When I came 2 years ago, I spoke about e-government. This remains indeed a high priority topic in Europe, and I'm happy that my colleague Agnès Bradier is here today and could present to you already this morning the most recent developments in the field of e-government. Last year I spoke about trust and security, and this is what I will do again this year, although I have just taken another unit in the Information Society Directorate General, the unit called ICT for Business. But let me say that without excessive complacence at the 2-3 subjects, e-government, e-business and e-security are closely related, in fact, more and more entwined. I'm also happy to mention that my other colleagues, David Broster and Judith Pretty, are with us today, respectively for the E10 and E-Content programs, and they are at your disposal to discuss with you about the development for these programs. The debate about the information society in Europe is only just beginning, but what happens in the coming months, that is, within our enlarging union, sailing in the midst of great opportunities but also of unprecedented challenges. This will have a profound impact on citizens' lives and decision-makers' responsibilities. Because 2004 is a formidable milestone for Europe, the adoption of a European constitution is now within reach. And because we are here today to discuss our common future, let me wish in front of you that this is a year to renew and revitalize our commitment to a user-friendly, competitive, and above all, inclusive information society, an authentic opportunity society within the enlarging European Union. I wish you all a very pleasant event. Děkuji.